Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great. How are you?
We are living the dream, and it's been a lot of fun to watch this season unfold. Obviously, you're hoping for better in Detroit, but that was a great series. And last night, getting to the 11th inning, that was something special. Thought you were going to get that one. These games, the pitching matchups are always going to make baseball games tough, and you've played some really good teams with good pitching of late.
Yeah, we have. We really have. And you know, even going to the start of this road trip with Washington, like mm-hmm. when we went into D.C., their offense had been on a nice little run. You're facing Mackenzie Gore in the series. You know, like there's no cake series right now. When you look around the league and you see some of the talent, and some of these teams and some of the pitchers that you're facing, you know as a pitching staff that you've got to keep things close and you got to be able to, you know, weather the storm with teams that have, you know, good offenses, Detroit and Philly, obviously here and some of the teams we'll be playing. So, it's the part of the season where teams are starting to figure out who they are and, you know, putting pieces together to win games. And for us, you know, our goal on the pitching side, when you're facing some of these really good pitchers, is just make sure to keep our team in the game as long as possible. Keeping them to one run innings, keeping, you know, things close, knowing that our offense does such a good job of coming back, even if we are down late.
So let's go to last night, Tommy, because Craig Counsell gets ejected. It's extra innings. Danny Palencia comes on for a second inning. What went into that decision, and what did you see that you liked in that matchup?
Yeah, well, I think number one, he threw 8 pitches, you know, in that first extra inning. So, you know, for us, we've been really lucky over the last week to have a really fresh bullpen. And Danny's a guy who can go multiple innings. He's done it before. He went 1+, you know, like 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I guess, in Detroit. It was a good matchup for him. It was a good spot. You know, he's got high swing and miss stuff. And so that first inning with 8 pitches with the quick double play and then the out, you know, it's a pretty easy decision to go ahead and send him back out. And then obviously the second inning, the bunts killed us, you know, not being able to convert those into outs. It's in a big moment like that, that's what we need to do. And obviously it just didn't work out our way. I think Danny threw a total of 14 pitches or 13 or 14 pitches in the 2 innings. So, you know, it was volume wise, not a high outing for him. Obviously high stress, you know, pitches are completely different, but you know, he's been so good. It's a, you know, for us, I think it was a no brainer to send it back out there.
How did Shota come out of pitching in Arizona? Is he pitching again today?
No, he did. He did really well yesterday. Okay. Still don't have any video or data, you know, from the game yet. We should have that hopefully later on today. But he did good. It was two innings, 40 pitches. He was able to, I think, execute all the things he wanted to do in kind of his first, live game against a different team.
Right.
And again, you know, for him, a lot of this will be the recovery side of things, making sure that he feels good today, is able to complete all the things he would normally do between starts, and go from there. You know, our goal is to get him in another game at the end of this week, but we obviously need to see where he's at these next few days and make sure that the recovery side of things is getting taken care of.
Tommy, your bullpen has been outstanding, especially over the last month, and I just wondered if there was a common thread that connects any of these guys together, because this, as the stats go, and they have numbers for everything, but Ryan Pressly, Drew Pomeranz, Brad Keller, Caleb Theobar, and Chris Flexen have surrendered zero earned runs in 107 innings, I believe, since May 7th. What's been working so well in the past 30 days or so that maybe wasn't working earlier in the season?
Well, you know, I think I wish there was one common thread, you know, for each guy. It's funny, Pressly and I joke all the time. He's like, it's finally warming up outside. You know, he's been pitching in the dome in Houston for the last few years, but I've been giving him crap because I was like, you know, I told him you pitched in Minnesota for like 5 or 6 years, so you can't be complaining about the weather. But I think with all these guys, when you get into the season and you're getting, you know, you're going through April and you're trying to figure out what exactly you have in terms of stuff, guys are constantly wanting to improve and get better. It's not just like, this is what I do and I'm going to go do it, you know, for as many games as I can to have success. It's, okay, here are my strengths. What can I do to improve? How can I make my fastball, my curveball, you know, my cutter, whatever pitch that may be, how can I make it better? I think is the big thing. And these guys are finding ways to continue to grow and improve in season. And the second thing for me is the communication between the pitchers, the catchers, and the staff on what are we seeing right now? What are our strengths? How can we attack hitters? How can we maximize what we do really well? The way the catchers, both Carson, obviously Miggy, you know, when he was here, and Reese, the way they buy into these guys and communicate between innings, before games, hey, what are you working on right now? What can we try to mix in that we want to continue to improve on? It's amazing. For a coach and the coaching staff, I think that's such an important piece here, having those guys communicate with each other and work together on what makes them the best version. And so when they're out there doing that and the catchers are calling the pitches, you know it's coming from a place that they've done their homework, they understand what guys are doing well, and they understand what they're continuing to work on. So, like I said, I wish it was just one cohesive thing that they're all doing exactly the same, but I think it's more telling that it's a variety of things that the catchers and the staff and the players are all working on together to continue to get better.
What's it like when you see your manager thrown out and all of a sudden things change pretty dramatically? That's two games running. I haven't seen that happen very often. The first one was so weird with the quick hook for Nico, and then Craig runs out there supporting his player. We understand that. But yesterday it was like, that was another one where like he walked out there and he was gone. I mean, that's kind of weird seeing that happen as often as it has over the last 2 days.
Yeah, I think there's been some really unique circumstances the last few games. Some plays, you know, obviously the Nico one is well documented, you know, where the pitch was and what Nico said. Yesterday was just – we had one of those games where there was a lot of really unique plays. And the one where it's a swinging bunt that may or may not have hit the batter, and then he's running up inside the lane. And so many of these rules are, like, left up to the interpretation of the umpire. And it's only – like, in that situation, it's only one guy's call. They don't even conference together to talk about it. Those are tough. And you know, I think in Council's sense, he just wanted an explanation of what he was seeing. And you know, that's you don't always get, you know, the answer that you want. But the fact that you can't even ask for explanations at times and trying to figure out why they called what they called, then, you know, it makes it tough. But, you know, everybody knows, you know, Count sees so much of the game and sees so many different things and on top of so many things. And you know, I just think it's been some really weird circumstances the last two games.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Ben Brown has been outstanding his last two outings. And after his home outing against the Reds, he kind of even kidded about the need for a third pitch that people talk about all the time. And he mentioned and referenced the 6.5% usage rate on the changeup. And so I wonder, as he's moving forward, what has he done in the last couple starts to make them stand out as they have? And how much do you talk to him about that third pitch?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been in the forefront of his mind. And you know, we've tried over the years to add new pitches to Ben. You know, back in 23, we worked on the sweeper. You know, that didn't really take based, you know, more so on his arm path and his traits and how he throws the baseball. But he's always had the changeup that's come and gone. We've gone through variations of grips and things. And I always tell people this, like adding a new pitch is not as simple as like, hey, grip it this way, throw it, and then everything's going to work great. So many things go into play. And one big thing with Ben was, you know, early this year, mechanically, there were some things that we really wanted to get dialed in on. And if your fastball, if your two best pitches, your fastball curveball, aren't, you know, 100% dialed in where they need to be, then adding a third pitch is probably not the best time to really dive into it. You can continue to practice it and work on grips and things. But until you see changes and strides in those main two pitches, then you're going to start to see the third pitch really take over, because that's consistency and delivery and you know, the mindset of what you're trying to accomplish from a mechanical standpoint. With Ben, we've gone through many iterations of the changeup and, you know, finally kind of settled on that kick change type of pitch. It was going to kill a little bit more velo because his old changeup was hard. Is definitely like a hard power changeup and killing some velo and killing some spin, which is going to, you know, obviously make the movement better. And I think for him, there was kind of a time where it just clicked. We threw one, got a chase off the plate, swing and miss. And he's like, okay, that's the one I want to see now. How do I keep replicating it? And just credit to Ben to continue to work and grow, to continue to talk to his teammates about, you know, ways that they think about using it. And just he wants to get better. He wants to learn. It's fun to work with Ben and in a bullpen setting and work through some of those thoughts that he has on it. It's going to be a good pitch for him, and then you're going to start to see or continue to see that usage rate, you know, increase as we you know, continue here.
Do you have a hard, fast rule about openers? I mean, are you a fan of that? Does it depend on the situation? Drew Pomerantz has been the guy in the opener role. Is that different for him? Does he have to deal with – is prep any different? Someone said that that usually when you're coming into a game as a reliever, there's already tracks from the mound. Something as simple as this, there's already marks and you already know where you're putting your foot. When you're not used to that, you're kind of like, oh, wait a minute, I better dig this thing up. Is there anything particularly interesting about the opener role now that we're seeing it used as often as we are?
No, as far as a hard, fast rule, I think my only rule is it better work. you don't want to bring a starter into a game down, runs, in the second inning. I think each guy's different. I think there are some guys that just can handle, hey, this is just my inning to throw. I'm going to go throw. Obviously, Pomeranz is a guy who started before. Brad Keller is a guy who started before who we use as an opener. So that guys that have been in that environment, that definitely helps. So, I think there's a lot of things that factor in. We've used it in the past for guys who are a little, who have been dealing with maybe a minor injury or something that's not going to keep them from performing or pitching, but that you want to monitor. It's actually a controlled way to let them warm up and play catch before the game and come in the game when they're hot and controlled versus, getting them hot quick in the seventh or eighth. And it's a creative way to be able to control some of that for guys. But ultimately, it comes down to is like you have a matchup that you really like at the top of the order, and you're not always guaranteed to get that exact 1, 2, 3, 4 throughout the game. There's really one time you're guaranteed to have it. So when you have a good matchup that you feel good about, and you want to start the game off on the right foot, it makes sense, especially when we have an offense that puts up big runs. And you can put up a zero early, take the lead early. That makes a big difference, and the team feels that. So, that's kind of the way we've viewed it. It's obviously worked so far for us, and we'll continue to try to find opportunities to use that moving forward.
Tommy, let's talk about Cade Horton for a second. Between Iowa and the Cubs this year, he's made 12 appearances and is at 60 innings. Organizationally, is there a number in mind where there's a cap where after that point he no longer will be able to be used? And is he a guy, as you talk about openers, because of his first inning relative struggle, but I think it's everything you take into consideration, is he a candidate for an opener the next time out?
Yeah, innings wise, I'd say probably like 260, 270.
There you go. That's great.
We've obviously are aware of, where guys are in the past innings wise, where they are now. I would just say when it comes to like the workload and innings limits and all these things, like we take a very, I would say, scientific approach to workload. All of our guys, especially Cade, wears catapult, when he's throwing between games, so we can monitor the effort level throughout the week. We're constantly, monitoring all of his testing, strength testing, fatigue testing that we do with the training staff and strength staff. That paints a big picture of where a guy is in time. So if we start to see changes in that, we start to see, trends where those are going down, that's probably a good sign that fatigue is setting in. If not, then we can kind of maintain, the process that we're on. And I think, so I guess to answer your question in terms of innings, I think that's going to kind of show itself to us as we continue to go through the season. And there's ways that we can find opportunities. Like last night was a good example with Boyd. It's 6 innings, 71 pitches. We could have easily sent him out for the 7th, but we also have a fresh bullpen. We're on the road. It's an opportunity to keep his pitch count down in a game where he's already gone 6 innings. Those are ways you keep your guys fresh throughout the course of the season, and ways that that's just another lever that we can pull to help kind of keep these guys fresh as we continue to go.
When we talk about stuff like that, how much does velocity shift and change for guys? I mean, you always hear the term dead arm or somebody's struggling with something, but I'm just wondering, like Presley yesterday, he was in a little bit of trouble, and all of a sudden he's throwing 95 miles an hour, and that's a nice velocity for him. And then Palencia, I think he hit, did he hit 101 at one point, maybe higher than that? Like, how do you judge the individual velocity and the shift of that in within a game?
Yeah, it's, and again, like, not to, I don't want to sound like too crazy scientific with this, but, you know, everybody's got their norm and then their standard deviations of where they work off of. And, mm-hmm. and you, that's so important, because guys can make the exact same move mechanically and have the exact same intent and do the exact same focus and all the right things. And one could be 96, the other one could be 100, you know? And so there's going to be minor fluctuations in velo, just the timing, the way you hit, the way the ball comes off your fingers, the way, you know, you might slip on the mount, all those things. So we try to take kind of like an average, of the velocity and the movement. And as long as we're within ranges we feel comfortable, then we're going to be in a good spot, knowing that guys aren't robots, right? They're not going to do the exact same thing every single time. But we also take notice when there's a high intent game and you see a spike in velo. That's something we need to take into consideration. And it's not something that we're going to, throw a red flag up, but it is something we will monitor for a few games and make sure that recovery wise, the player is, trending in the right direction, strength wise, same thing. And that we don't see any drastic drop offs in the next outing or two. But Press has been feeling really good, and the mechanics, he feels like he's in a really good spot right now. And starting to see, when that happens, you start to see guys get more confident in what they can go get when they need to in big moments.
Good thing you were a numbers major in college then, huh?
I never thought all the numbers and econ classes that I took and finance stuff would play the way it has. But hey, it's important.
Yep.
Baseball is a game of numbers. It's constant numbers. That's what we have all the time.
Great stuff,
Tommy. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a great day.
That is Tommy Haudovy, the Cubs pitching coach.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.